think too often tonight, too many people let the devil handle too much. We take what the devil's got to throw at us, and we don't fight back. Amen? I'm telling you tonight, if your household is fighting the devil, it's time to take authority over the devil tonight. If you have your Bibles this evening, turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 23. Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 23. God is good. Amen? Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 23. I want you to know that Jesus didn't take nothing from the devil. Amen? And I'm telling you tonight, it's time for the church to take authority over it. These spirits that are attacking households, hindering spirits. I'm going to move some, but I'm not going to deal with all of them tonight. Not going to probably mention them by name, or just probably for a minute or two. But I'm telling you tonight, they're going to be thrown into the fire. Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 23. I'm going to show you where the devil likes to come to church. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. There you go. There's the devil in church. The synagogue was a top temple. It was a type of church, if you will. So you'll find some that had that unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and he cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For what authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him?" And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. I want to go back into verse 24 right there saying, "Let us alone." Let us alone. That's simply what I want to speak on tonight. Let us alone. Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Lord, tonight, Lord, and we lift you up, dear God. Lord, and we praise you, dear God. Lord, and we just exalt you, dear God, this evening, dear God. Lord, and we honor you, dear God, and we glorify you, dear God, and we give you praise, dear God, and we give you adoration, oh Lord, tonight, God. Lord, we pray for your hand and pray for your anointing, dear God, to flow, dear God, upon us, oh Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, we bind these spirits that are coming against the houses around here, against individuals around here, against the church, dear God, tonight. They got to go in the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus in here tonight, oh Lord. Lord, we ask for your anointing. We ask for your blessings. We ask for you to just touch, dear God, tonight. Oh God, break, set free, loosen, dear God, tonight, Lord. Lord, we honor you, Lord, and we praise you, dear God, and we lift you up, and we ask for your blessings and anointing one more time. In that precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, Jimmy Swagger tells of a story that happened in 1987 in Maravnibia, Liberia, in West Africa. He said he was in a stadium that was filled during one of his crusades. He said as he began to minister, something began to take place there, which he said had never occurred before during his entire ministry. He said two or three people began to bark like dogs, and wasn't long till many others began to do the same thing. And it seemed like they was a stadium that was filled with a roar of barking dogs, in which in reality was nothing more than demon spirits. All of a sudden, he stopped preaching and address these spirits by saying, in the name of Jesus, I command thee, you to shut up. The results, he said, were astounding. He said the barking stopped immediately. It was as a faucet with running water had been turned off. Had been turned off. Now he said to the demon, now listen, now that he went on to talk about that demon didn't respond to him, but he said those demons responded simply to the name of Jesus that had been proclaimed. Tonight I want you to know that they are spirits that are set against the church. They are spirits that are set against your house. They are spirits that are out to wreck. They are spirits that are in the churches today that are looking to destroy. But just like a snake, let me tell you something. Just like a snake, not all snakes will bite. Not all spirits will bite, but some will literally squeeze you. How many know tonight not all snakes will kill you with the bite, and some don't even bite. Some will literally wrap around you and begin to squeeze the life out of the victim while leaving every bone in place. While we're not going to deal specifically with these spirits tonight, let me tell you the thing. I realize that they are biting snakes and they are squeezing snakes. Let me tell you, and I begin to parallel that to the spirits. They are some spirits that will try to bite you, and they will some that will try to squeeze you. But the point I'm trying to make is they are there to try to hinder what God is wanting to do. But I want you to know tonight, in everything you come against tonight, the power of God is far greater than any evil, unclean spirit tonight. Did you hear me tonight? I said the power of God is far greater than anything the devil has in his arsenal tonight. I said the power of God is far greater than any spirit that comes against the church tonight. And we're going to see this right here. You see, what we begin to see in Mark chapter 1 is a man with an unclean spirit. It was an evil spirit. It was a demon spirit, if you will. In fact, I told you where you found this and that. In verse 23, the Bible tells us he was in the synagogue. Did you hear me? He was in the synagogue. That if we put it in our terms today, let me tell you, he was me in the church. Can I tell you, the devil sometimes comes to church. Not everyone that says they're of Jesus is of Jesus tonight. Not everyone that says they're born again is born again tonight. Not everyone that says they're baptized with the Holy Ghost is baptized with the Holy Ghost. Did you hear me tonight? But let me tell you, there's those that are bound with these unclean spirits that Satan is trying to use, trying to destroy, trying to hinder the work of God tonight. So we begin to see right here in Mark 1 where this one man was filled with an unclean spirit. He was filled with the powers of hell. He was demon possessed, if you will. In fact, what is it meant, some of you are saying, by an unclean spirit? Well, let me tell you what an unclean spirit. That unclean spirit, it runs from the garment of Satan, if you will. And let me tell you what an unclean spirit does. It will go from immorality to deception. It is a lying spirit. Can I tell you, an unclean spirit can have a religious spirit about them? And I'll show you here in just a little bit. There are those that are got no God in them at all. All you got to do is look at the way that they live. All you got to do is look at the fruit that they bear. All you got to do is look at their actions. All you got to do is see how they live on the outside and see what they do. But let me tell you tonight, let me tell you, despite that, there is an intrusion that is coming. I said there is an intrusion that is coming. Right here, this one that was in the synagogue, this unclean spirit was getting ready to have someone step right in his way. He was getting ready to see one that was far greater than any power that he had. He was stepping. Jesus Christ was intrusion right here on this unclean spirit. These unclean spirits, they can put on the form of religion. They can do lying signs, miracles, and wonders. How do we know this? Because in Revelation 16, 13 and 14, during the tribulation time, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kingdoms of the earth to gather them to battle of the great day of God Almighty. It's interesting, the term unclean spirit is used 22 times for demons, and it's used 10 times alone just in the book of Mark right there. But I find it interesting where this unclean spirit resided at. I find it interesting that this unclean spirit was in the synagogue. And if you put it in today's term, it would be somebody that was putting on a religious act. It would be somebody going through there like he was doing everything that he had. And he was going through all of these things, going through the motions, talking about how he loved God and how he was of God when he's nothing more than a devil in disguise. Let me tell you, I've encountered some of those along the way. I've encountered some of those spirits in my years of ministry. Knowing they sit there and they can do act like this and act like that, and the whole time the Holy Ghost of God is showing right through the facade. Let me tell you today, but despite all of that, it shows me the devil likes to come to church sometimes. It shows me the devil likes to show his ugly head in the house of God. Did you hear me, what I'm telling you? You see, in this last day that we're seeing religious spirits. People are religious, but they've not been born again. How many know a difference between being religion and being born again? If I were to give you a test, you could say amen, but a lot of people would fail it. Well, let me tell you what religion is. Religion goes through the motions. Religion may acknowledge God. Religion may say, yeah, amen, amen, and amen. You may amen me about everything, and I've seen it many times where people would amen, amen, and amen, and they'd be the right ones I'd be talking to. I want to grab those sometimes and grab them by the neck and say, ain't you get it? I'm talking to you tonight. Anybody know what I'm saying? I remember a time in the church that I growed up in. My pastor was preaching on adultery, and there was a man sitting there shouting hallelujah, amen, and amen. I turned around, I wasn't even saved, and I looked at him like, hey, what in the world are you doing? My Lord, tonight, let me tell you, I remember a time when I was preaching. Same thing happened. Like this young fell out of sight, but I was preaching on that, living in adultery and that stuff, and they were sitting there, amen and amen, and I was saying, oh my Lord, what I'm telling you tonight, that's people can have religious spirits all day long. People can go through emotion all day long. People can put on a facade. They can put on a mask, but they're still the same. They're still in darkness. They're still not living where they need to be living. Their mouth is full of vulgarity. Their actions are full of devilish deeds. Let me tell you, behind closed door, they're nothing more than ravenous wolves. Let me tell you, there is a spirit of Korah that is going around in the churches today. I'm going to hit it Sunday morning, but I'm going to start a little bit tonight. It's where Korah wanted to take over the leadership of God. It wanted the power. It wanted the authority. He wanted to be the priest when God never appointed him to be priest. Let me tell you tonight, and let me tell you quickly, if you think you're going to get power around here, you think you're going to get in a place, a position, you got another thing coming, because I don't allow the spirit of Korah to operate in this sanctuary tonight. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? I'm telling you tonight, there's the spirit of Jezebel that is running rampant tonight. Jezebel likes to control. Jezebel likes to manipulate. Jezebel likes to destroy with her mouth and spread lies. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't care what they say about me. Did you hear tonight? I don't care how the community talks, because if they're lost, that shows you where they're at. Amen. These are spirits that's coming against the church world tonight. And many times, they're sitting on the pew, trying to assort all the authority. If I tell you not to do something, I tell you not to do it. Here's how I know somebody's got a rebellious spirit. When I tell them not to do it, and they do it anyway. It's rebellion. And I'm going to tell you, I'm fed up with it. I've seen it in years of ministry. I've seen preachers try to be overthrown because somebody wanted to take the power from them. I've never had a problem. Somebody wanted to take a boat on me, call the overseer. I'll give you the number. Because if the church sides with you, I'm going down the road anyway. Did you hear me? That's the way I've always said it. I don't hide from it. But let me tell you, in this day, there's not only those spirits that are coming against the church trying to squeeze the life of it. But God's already showed me there's some attacks on this church. I said the Holy Ghost has already revealed it. The Holy Ghost has already revealed it. There's things that's happened years ago, and there's things going on right now where there's an attack on this church, but God's already showed me the fire that's going to destroy it. Amen? God's already showed me the fire that's going to destroy it. I'm telling you, Sunday morning, my Lord, I'm on the warpath tonight. Let me tell you, Sunday morning, God told me there's a shift coming. There's a shift that is coming. I'm telling you, I believe he said he's going to destroy the works of the devil. I'm telling you, this 2020, you're going to see the devil's works destroyed. Amen. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see the windows, gates of heaven open. Brother Ashley, I'm telling you, I think I got to get a vision of that, what you had them dreams and interpretation. That river was a transition. That tree you saw was the house of God. And that gate was, that flowing river is a transition, a new thing. And the gate of heaven represents that God's window, heaven, the doors of heaven, the windows of heaven are going to be opened around here. My Lord, tonight, let me tell you tonight, but it is time for the church to stand up and take authority over the powers of hell. Did you hear me tonight? Let me tell you, there are people that are literally controlled by Satan, that are on assignment to destroy, that are on assignment to smother, or on assignment to kill. And I'll tell you, there's something that is happening on your household here in a little bit tonight, but I come by to tell you tonight, it ain't time to back down. It is time to stand in the power of Christ. It is time to stand in the power of Almighty God. Noticing these unclean spirits, we go back there, they were working lying signs and wonders. Satan likes to deceive. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Let me tell you what I found out about these spirits a long time ago. When they come your way, they don't come with a little red pork. They don't come with a little red suit. They don't come with a little pitch tail. You know how they come? Hey, you're the best in the world. Oh, we just want to eat up to you. And not everybody at compliments has got this. Let me tell you that right now. They'll come bearing gifts. Not everybody that brings a gift is bad. Let's get that established. But I've seen it many times. I've seen snakes come bearing gifts. And you know what they're up to. Yeah, I'm going to take the gift, but I'm still going to disappoint you along the way. But I've seen it many times. They don't come with just a... as a devil. If it was a devil, first of all, the Bible says, don't never describe the devil with horns and a pitchfork and a red suit. Sometimes these things can say the right things. They'll come saying the right things, if you will. Think about the girl who followed Paul and Silas for many days saying, these are the servants of the Most High God. And they point us the way of salvation. Not only that, she appeared to be religious. You see, right there, we see these signs. But you got to go beyond that and look. Why the Bible tells us to try the spirits. Because once you see their motivations, you know what they are. It ain't hard to figure it out. You see, the Bible tells us Satan appears at us as an angel of light. Did you hear me tonight? Satan will come as a sheep, as he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. How many know what that means, a disguise? When he comes as an angel of light, that means he appears to be good, something that he is not. But inside he comes trying to do a couple things. He comes stealing, to killing, and to destroy. I find it interesting if you look at the alcohol commercials on TV. All it points is the good times. Think about what Budweiser. Man, they got some commercials with the horses and all that during the holiday season. Great commercials, but it don't, and you know, they make it all this flattery and all that. Oh, my Lord, and you know they spent money on it. They'll put the right scenery up, got the right picture, but they're not showing the other side. They're not showing the death. They're not showing the ravage. They're not showing those homes that's been tore up by alcoholism. They ain't showing those that's been killed by drunk drivers and things like that. That's what I'm talking about. Satan appears as an angel of light. Can I tell you tonight? Let me tell you, Satan will send his cohorts in to try to hinder what God is wanting to do. When God is wanting to send revival, Satan will try to hinder revival from breaking loose. Satan will try to stop the influence of the church. Let me tell you right now, I'm telling you prophetically, I believe your best years are yet to come. And I'm telling you right now, Satan is not going to stop what God has intended for the Houston Town Church of God tonight. Did you hear me tonight? I said Satan is not going to stop what God has got in store for the Houston Town Church of God. Let me tell you, Satan will do his best to stop what God is doing. But you say, are you worried about fighting these devils? No, I am not. They don't scare me. Some of you are looking, they don't scare you. No, they don't. Because I know who's greater than them. I know who resides in them. Amen? I'd be more worried if I wasn't fighting a devil than I am fighting one. That's when I need to worry. When I'm not fighting them. Let me tell you everything the devil does. It tries to attack the church of God. And these spirits are hindering today. And I'll tell you right now, there's some households that are fighting, hindering spirits what God is wanting to do in their households. There is this hindering spirits of discouragement, despair, depression Satan throws the way. Satan is coming against with these influences. My Lord, tonight, you can look around and see the sickness that's going around. You can go around and see the disappointment and despair and discouragement that's coming. Let me tell you, it is a hindrance, unclean spirit, a hindrance spirit that is set out not against just the church. But these unclean spirits are hindering, that are set out to destroy the body of Christ. They're setting out one-on-one to come against your household. Let me tell you right now, you can't sit back and say, poor, poor, pitiful me. I'm telling you right now, these things are coming. These things are attacking. Satan's attacking your house. Anybody know in there? Anybody feel that tonight? Anybody feel that oppression coming into your house tonight? Disappointment, discouragement, despair. When they get to despair, that's the point they give up. God's not behind that. Let me tell you right now, there are times, let me tell you, I face it. But I can't sit down and shut up. I got to get up and fight it. I got to get up and stand against it. Because my Bible says if I resist the devil, submit myself to God, resist the devil will flee. My Lord, tonight, what we begin to see, these unclean spirits, they don't just bite sometimes. They literally wrap around you like a python and literally begin to squeeze the life out of you. Anybody ever been there? There's been times in my life I could feel that thing squeezing. There's been times in my life I can feel them spirits squeezing around me. Not just a biting, but you could feel it wrapping around you. Let me tell you tonight, there's things, you don't see it, but I'm telling you, some of these things that Satan does to people, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, let me tell you, it can literally squeeze the life out of you because they are oppressed by the devil. It will not just affect you spiritually, it can affect you physically. Did you hear me? That python wraps around you. I don't like snakes anyway, but anybody ever seen a big python? I remember years ago, Jensen Franklin had one on stage at Winterfest to use it as a demonstration. He said, not all snakes bite, but these big snakes like this, they'll wrap around you and they'll squeeze the life out of you to where you can't breathe anymore. You'll grasp for air. It's python. It's python that's coming against somebody's house tonight. In the name of Jesus, python's broke. It's broke. In the name of Jesus, I loose tonight. I speak life tonight. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, if you're fighting that spirit, you better come against it in the name of Jesus tonight. Let me tell you, but there's an intrusion that is coming. There's an intrusion that scares these unclean spirits. There's an intrusion that stands in the way. There's one that that will stop the unclean spirit tonight. Oh, let me tell you, and it is Jesus of Nazareth. What began to happen here? Here was this devil, this man full of the devil in the synagogue, in the church, if you will, and all of a sudden, Jesus of Nazareth shows up. I said, Jesus of Nazareth is standing right there in front of him. What did that devil do? It began to cry and it began to say, let us alone. Do you get it? They didn't want nothing to do with him. It began to cry out because the very moment it seen Jesus, the very moment it felt the presence of Christ, it began to get tormented. It began to kick and it began to scream. Why so much agony of this unclean spirit? Because it had seen Jesus and Jesus had intruded on the devil. What does it mean to intrude? It means to put oneself deliberately into a place or situation where one is unwelcomed or uninvited. Anybody ever spoiled the devil, like the spoil parties? Somewhere you ain't invited, but you like to just show up anyway. I remember a time down in North Carolina, there was somebody didn't like me. I'd purposely go around them to intrude on them. I know it was the devil in them, bit like the Jesus inside of me, but that's all right. I like to intrude there to make them feel uncomfortable, if you will. Let them feel some conviction, if you will. That's exactly what Jesus was doing on this day in this synagogue. And what Jesus was doing when he showed up, it didn't sit well with the unclean spirit. it is said to Jesus, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? In other words, it resented the fact that Jesus had come into its dominion. Jesus can step into any dominion he wants to step into. Right here, he was going to get that boy, deliver somebody that day. Let me tell you, that evil spirit, it hated and it feared Jesus, but it recognized the authority of Jesus. Did you hear me? It recognized the authority of Jesus. Let me tell you, we're going to hit it Sunday morning about Korah and his rebellion. Rebellious attitudes is nothing more than Satanism. Rebellion to God's authority, rebellion to the Word of God, rebellion to God's leadership is nothing more than witchcraft in the sight of God. Well, it didn't like it. Jesus was there, but it recognized the authority of Christ. Convinced of this, some of them devils know more than some humans do. Am I right on that? Hello? I'm not here to make you feel comfortable tonight. I know what some people are fighting in here tonight. I know what this church is fighting in here tonight. Hello? This ain't no game. This ain't no playground. Some households are being affected by these spirits tonight. Some are feeling the depression, despair. Some are feeling a python spirit wrapped around them, squeezing somebody in their house. But I've come by to tell you, Jesus of Nazareth is getting ready to step in the way. I said Jesus of Nazareth is getting ready to step in the way. I told you Sunday there's an intrusion. There's a shifting. I'm telling you right now, I'm believing that power that has come against this church is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. I ain't giving it time to speak back. I'm taking authority right now. I'm taking authority over the powers of hell. We bind these spirits of sickness, despair, agony. We bind these things of depression, discouragement, Korah, Jezebel. We bind these things in the name of Jesus. My gosh, I feel like I can preach all night long. Lift your hands towards heaven tonight, because I've come to tell you the Lord is here to bind those spirits. The Lord is here to come against these things tonight. Marcy, come on up tonight. I'm telling you, I'm not finished, but God is ready to do a work in here. Oh, randa mashika taramateo. Oh, radaramo randa radamashika taramateo. I almost got another page and a half of notes. I may go with this next Sunday, but I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, God is ready for me to end it, and he's ready to break. I said he's ready to break. I said he's ready to break through tonight. I said he's ready to break through tonight. Oh, I'm telling you, in my spirit, the Lord told me to tell somebody in here, he is here to break those spirits that's come against you, to come against your house tonight. But you got to put it in his hands tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you sit back and you've allowed the devil have his way. But tonight, God said, you turn it to him, you stand up, and you declare Jesus. You declare Jesus. Stand in here tonight. If you're able, stand tonight. God said, take authority. Take authority. Take authority. Take authority. Ramadama shandala morondeo. Recondalileo. He lalama shandala morondeo. He rondala mashikala mateo. Run, step out. Step out, take authority. You're invited to this altar. You can stay where you at. Your household's under attack. Your life is under attack. But I'm telling you tonight, God's going to break it. Jesus is going to step in. I said, Jesus is going to step in. I said, there's an intrusion that is coming. An intrusion. He's going to stand in the way of the devil tonight. He's going to stand in the way of Satan's plot to destroy your house. I know. Breaking. Breaking. There's an intrusion. 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 I said there's an intrusion in the house. Your house is under attack. Your church is under attack. Satan's days are coming to an end. Because I'm telling you, the Lord said he's here to be an intrusion. He's going to step in where the devil don't want him, and he's going to do what he's got to do. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bind every evil spirit. We bind every wicked spirit. We declare, in the name of Jesus, freedom! Satan, you ain't got no authority. Satan, you ain't got no authority. Satan, you ain't got no authority. I said, Satan, you ain't got no authority. He ain't got no authority. He ain't got no authority. He ain't got no authority. Lord, I'm a runder, I'm a shikata, I'm a runder. Lord, I'm a shunder, I'm a shikata, I'm a runder.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can